Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have a wonderful guest returning to us and talking about a great show that their company is putting on. Joining us today, we have the Artistic Director of Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble, Samantha Jerosh. She's here to talk to us about her company in association with the Bang Group's presentation of Close Quarters 2, happening Tuesday, April 30th at 8 p.m. at the Slipper Room. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting slipperroom.com or sokolovtheaterdance.org. We're very excited to be welcoming back this wonderful dance theater company. And we're very excited about this new show they've got at one of our favorite venues. So let's go ahead and welcome on our guest. Samantha, welcome back to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so excited that we're talking about another great work being put on by your company as well as the Bang Group. And as I mentioned, the Slipper Room, it's just such a fantastic venue here in New York City. So why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about what Close Quarters 2 is about?
So Close Quarters, this is our second rendition of Close Quarters. We did one last April, which was a way of using this beautiful space to look at Anna Sokolow's work in different frame, right? Because the stage is small, which we don't think of it for modern dance because the stage is teeny, it's 12 by 10. We decided that we would look at works that don't move wildly through space. And Anna has a lot of very intimate, very sexy pieces that you see differently when you're looking at them in a space like the Slipper Room. And we tried it last year and it was wildly successful because we weren't sure how it was going to go. So this year, I decided that I wanted to do one, but I wanted to team up with David Parker and the Bang Group, first of all, because I'm amongst their biggest fans, but also because it is the 20th anniversary of the founding of the Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble, which Jim May founded after Anna died in 2002. And so in 2004, he founded this company under his direction. And the first thing he did was commission David Parker to make a piece on the Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble. So 20 years later, we're come full circle and we are putting together this piece that allows the Sokolov pieces and David Parker's works in a lot of ways to speak to one another. So even though we wouldn't necessarily put those stylistically together under the same umbrella at first thought, there's a lot about the way they think about the humanity of dance and a lot about the musicality that you see differently when you watch them together. So that is part of how we put this piece together. And it has to be fun, right? We're looking for a great evening because that space requires a fantastic, fun, and delightful evening. So Close Quarters because the stage, and also because of the intimacy of the way we're looking at all of the dancers in that space.
I love all that. This sounds like a fabulous show. And I love that you mentioned it has to be fun, you know? So what inspired you to put this piece together, to select this piece in particular?
So I feel strongly about my role as artistic director as not only preserving Sokolov's work, but as curator and framing the work and putting together Sokolov's works in new ways for audiences to see them in different light. And I think that both the theater, the spectacular space, and putting them next to David Parker's work is going to give audiences new insights into all of the above. And so I'm always looking for new ways to see different aspects of what we're working on. And I think that the Slipper Room mixed with Bang Group is really, it's kind of a winner. I mean, we put the whole show together in rehearsal recently and I thought, well, I wasn't sure how it was all going to be when I saw it all together, but it came together the way I was hoping. So it should be a really fantastic evening.
That sounds amazing. And I want to kind of snowball off of that. As you mentioned, you all started putting together the show in rehearsal. What has it been like developing the piece as we are rolling in less than 2 weeks away from the performance?
So the The trick is to, I mean, we've selected works that we can fit in the space, but we have had to, there's a lot of artistic choices that need to be made to make sure that the audience can see the whole piece and the space is accommodated correctly. And so that's been the trick to the show, is to make sure that it all fits in the space and that the audience gets drawn in further than they might be if we were doing the same pieces on a huge stage in a bigger theater.
Fantastic. Well, I now want to ask you, with this great piece, this intimate theater, what is the message or thought that you hope audiences take away from Close Quarters 2?
That being personal with dance like this, even if the pieces are abstract or some of them are like monologues, that it's accessible and it's emotional, and that it's a great evening, and that it doesn't have to be something that you have to go to the theater and sit there and watch, you know, something and you're not sure what it's about, that we're bringing the pieces really straight to the audiences in a very direct and intimate way.
That is so wonderful. Love that idea. My final question for this first part is, who do you hope have access to this piece?
So we are looking for the younger audiences, audiences who may not have seen either of these choreographers or have seen one or the other of these choreographers, and that they can bring away an idea that, you know, dance is wide, and by pairing things together, you get to understand a little bit more about both.
Second part of our interview, as you know, we like to give our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. And it's so wonderful having you back here. But I want to ask, how is it that you came into the performing arts?
Oh, I came into the performing arts. Well, the story is that I told my parents when I was very small that I was going to be a dancer, and that it never changed. So I started dancing when I was little, and I danced all the way through high school and university and came straight to New York afterwards. I have had tremendous opportunity to work with fantastic mentors. Jim May is, you know, the founding director of Socolo, but others as well. And so I really came to New York and got to do what I want. So I feel very, very blessed for my career. And now I'm hoping to give those same opportunities to younger dancers. And I, you know, I'm loving my new role as director.
I love that. That is the way to go, just to be like, I'm going to be this, and this is what I'm going to do. Watch out, world. Well, I want to ask my favorite question to you once again, because I love the memory you shared last time, but what is another of your favorite theater memories, or performing arts memories for that matter?
Oh, that's a hard question, since I came up with one last time. I'm going to say that right now I'm enjoying very much when I have put everything in motion, but then I get to step back and just watch the magic happen, because at a certain point, I don't own the show anymore. My dancers own the show. And I kind of like that moment of the handoff and where it becomes theirs. And I'm, you know, it's been kind of joyful to be able to do that in recent years.
That is a fantastic memory or thought, or I love that. I love that. I love that you bring up a moment of feeling, you know, if I remember right, you also brought up last time about the lights going out from the wings out into the stage and that feeling. So I love these ideas. Thank you so much for sharing that. As we wrap things up, I would love to know, are there any other projects or productions that you or the Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble have coming on the pipeline we might give them a plug?
We do. In the fall, we are actually going to pay homage to another choreographer whose work that I really love and respect, Charles Wideman. So we are working on his Christmas oratorio for a Christmas performance in December, as well as we have put together a more political and known piece of his, Lynchtown. And we're going to be working on some more Sokolo work that is all getting put together. So here we go. We have plans in the making.
You are going to be quite busy, it sounds like. And that is a great lead into my final question, which of course is if our listeners would like more information about Close Quarters 2 or the Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble, or even you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
So you can find me at samantha@sokolovtheaterdance.org. I'm happy to answer emails, and I often do, from people interested in Anna or interested in the work. For close quarters, go to the website, either the Slipper Room website, it's there, or sokolovtheaterdance.org has the link to the tickets right on the front page of our website at the moment.
Well, wonderful. Well, Samantha, it is always wonderful to speak with you, and I love the work that you and your ensemble continue to create. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much for hosting me today.
My guest has been the artistic director of Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble, Samantha Jerisch, who joined us to talk about her upcoming show, which is being presented by Sokolov Theater Dance Ensemble, as well as the Bang Group. The show is entitled Close Quarters 2, and it's happening Tuesday, April 30th at 8 p.m., and it's happening at the Slipper Room. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting slipperroom.com or sokolovtheaterdance.org. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But make sure you check out this great performance from this amazing company. We absolutely love this theater dance ensemble. It's happening one night only. It's Close Quarters 2, Tuesday, April 30th at 8 p.m. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies. Keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.